We can say renounce thought. We could say renounce time. But even that is still maybe a little bit abstract. To put it even more simply, we could say renounce the next moment. Because you notice that most of your life you're more interested in the next moment than in this one. A deeply conditioned movement. Renounce that need for the next moment. The psychological need for, okay, what's next? And be completely with this. What is now? Completely allowing this moment, so precious. Not precious because it's fleeting, that's a superficial way of looking at the present moment. Sometimes people say, this moment is so fleeting, just, you know, it'll be over soon. Just hang on to it and remember it. Take a photo of it. No, it's not precious because of that. Because the present moment is not fleeting. The forms are fleeting that arise in the field of now come and go. But when you enter the now with your attention, and don't take it too literally, it's just a pointer, when you enter the now with your attention, then you renounce the next moment. And a completely different quality of being arises. When you become present to what is, instead of denying it, running away from it, making it to a means to an end. And it is at that moment the mind falls away. And then you realize how vast the space is inside you. And how relatively insignificant anything in object consciousness is compared to the depth, the spaciousness within you, the stillness. How relatively insignificant any thought that comes into your mind is, relatively insignificant. How relatively insignificant anything that happens or doesn't happen is. You see the relativity of whatever happens in the realm of object consciousness, in the realm of things. Okay, it's nicer perhaps to live in a beautiful place than to live in a beautiful mansion than to live in a little hut or a little room on the surface. Yes, would might be nicer. But if you have not found the dimension that is beyond object consciousness in yourself and live in a mansion, the mansion is not going to do that much for you. And if you have found it in the little room, whether you're in a little room or a mansion, doesn't matter that much anymore. Because there's such aliveness to the field of now, it doesn't really matter where you go. what the things are that surround you, it's they matter relatively, but not absolutely.